Hey y'all, welcome to the I Am Cannabis Sativa podcast. I am your host, Dan Scotland. If you're currently a medical marijuana patient and want to tell your story and be featured on the podcast, feel free to email me at iamcannabissativa@gmail.com. Feel free to hit me up on Instagram at iamcannabissativa. Feel free to check out our official Twitter account at icsativapod. You can also find and subscribe to our podcast on Spotify, iTunes, Anchor, Overcast, Radio Public, TuneIn, Stitcher, iHeartRadio, and the Google Play Music Store. Please rate and review us on iTunes, as rating and reviewing us will bump up the pod on their algorithm and put this podcast in front of even more eyeballs. If you like what we are doing and you find yourself coming around often, please become a Patreon supporter of this podcast and support us. By supporting us, this house helps us to keep the lights on, pay rent, pay for hosting, equipment, and travel. You can do this by going to https://anchor.fm/iamcannabissativapodcast/support. You can also support me now on Patreon at www.patreon.com/ICSativa podcast. You can support the podcast for as little as $1 a month. We also have a $5 tier if you're feeling extra generous. Hey y'all, Mrs. Sativa here. I hope you guys are having a very good one. So I wanted to do I sort of wanted to do some surface analysis on New Zealand's adult use regulations. One of the MPs of the Green Party, Chloe Sherbrick, who's been a huge voice in pushing through cannabis reform and sort of getting this into fruition, she just tweeted the draft law of New Zealand's 2020 adult use referendum. And again, I'm not from New Zealand, or I'm not from New Zealand or Australia or Europe. So I'm not going to get all these details correct, but from what I've heard, the way this works is that we don't have a parliamentary system in the U.S. But as I understand it, this particular initiative is non-binding right now. But if 2020 rolls around and the MPs or whatever are up for re-election and they get the same coalition that they got when they first spearheaded this initiative, if they keep the same people in the Green Party and the same coalition of MPs, then the Prime Minister and all the other people have to act on this binding initiative. So they have to actually do something if the same pro-cannabis people get reelected. So just voting yes in this isn't enough from what I've heard. You have to make sure that the pro-cannabis MPs and politicians keep their seats and hold Prime Minister Ardern to this. So again, that's how I understand it. I mean, I'm just a yank from the States, so I might be wrong in some of these details, but that's what I was led to believe. So let's get to it. As usual, I can be found on various different platforms such as Spotify, Stitcher, Google Play Store, Podbean, Radio Public, Spotify, Stitcher, TuneIn Radio, and iHeartRadio as well too. So without further ado, I'm going to get to the legislation. Again, I'm not going to do a deep dive because it's 65 darn pages, but I am going to look through. I am going to give this a surface level once over and sort of go through it with you guys. So there is a positive thing. There is going to be home grow, but the home grow is very meager, sadly. You're only going to be allowed to grow no more than two plants on property that part or that part of the property in respect of which they have a qualifying legal interest. So that's fancy words for you have to own your own property to home grow. And your landlord has to give you, your landlady or landlord has to give you permission to home grow. It's pretty standard. It's what we've got in the States. The two plants is very, very restrictive. I definitely think it should be more like, I definitely feel like you should be able to grow at least 6 to 12. Because that's how it is in a lot of the U.S. states where we have legal cannabis. In my state, you can grow 6 plants, so 3 immature plants and then 3 mature plants. And you can grow 12 per household of adults over the age of 21. So if you have like, if there are 3 adults over 21 in most states or whatever, or in my state, for instance, there are 3 adults over 21 that live in the house and pay rent for the house or pay mortgage for the house, and they want to home grow, the hard limit for all the plants and all the adults in the household is 12. So, I mean, I don't know how that's going to be split. I don't know if that's, you know, 4 per person, 2 mature, 2 immature, or I don't know how that works because, you know, I haven't really been in a position to home grow. But we have 6 per for adult 21 plus, 12 per household. But 2, that's really puny. But, you know, we got to take the wins where we can get it. And if you live in New Zealand, you got to try to push for more if you could still do so. So, yeah. So 2 plants right now. And the age limit will be 20. So you have to be over 20 years old to be able to get legal cannabis in New Zealand. Okay, so let me look at this. So if 2 or more persons age 20 or older are part of the same household, the maximum number of cannabis plants that those persons may grow on a property or on part of a property in respect of which one or more of the persons has a qualifying legal interest is 4. So 4 per household, that's very, very restrictive. You know, so they did have a per household clause, as we see, but it's still not enough. And let's look. So there are fees if you go beyond your 2 plants or 4 per household. And as you can see, those are the restrictions. A $500 fee. $1,000 fee. It's tyranny, in my belief. And then something else that I saw was the possession limit. So in most legal states, I believe, or at least in mine, the limit, I think you can't have more than an ounce per on your person at a time per day or whatever. But New Zealand, you can only carry a half ounce at a time. A half ounce of dried cannabis at a time. Whereas most legal states, it's an ounce or more, I believe. But half ounce is the... You can't have more than that in your possession. So 14 will be the limit. And then you can't purchase more than 14 grams or the equivalent per day. And you do have social sharing and gifting, which is great. But you have tyranny right here with the public consumption. But I do see language about lounges. And let's go to that specific spot. So this is page 18 of 65. So, all right. Premises. Consumption premises means in respect of which a person holds a consumption premise. Okay, so you can't grow in public site. So it has to be out of public sight, and it can't be in an area. You can't grow your two plants in an area that's publicly accessible. So that's another clause that's there. So we already went over the 14 gram limit. We went over gifting. You can't use in public, like most, like all of the U.S. states that have legalized. So they've exported that from us, which is great. And unlicensed production. Can't import cannabis. You can't ship cannabis from one part of the country or the other, because we're seeing a clause saying you can't. So supplying cannabis products by mail order or carrier is prohibited. A person must not supply cannabis to another person by mail or by carrier delivery. A person who contravenes this section commits an infringement offense and is liable to an infringement fee of $500, a fine imposed by a court not exceeding $500. So importation or moving from one part of the country with your cannabis to another, or shipping it from one place to another, is not allowed. But what I do see is so, okay, another piece of tyranny that I see that has been exported stateside is restriction on the hours of operation. So, again, you're not, I'm sure you have restriction on depending on the U.S. state or territory or country, on how liquor stores or when they can be open. But for something that has medical value, I don't feel that this restriction really needs to be in place. It's just a holdover of stigma and reefer madness. But you got to take the wins where you can get it, I guess. Okay, so this is another section I wanted to sort of give a little more analysis to. So, controlled activities. So, I do think a positive in this is I am seeing carve-outs for you know, multiple sort of organizations and multiple, you know, entities to be part of different parts of the cannabis production process. So if you want to just be an edible creator, you know, you and your company could just be the place that makes edibles and baked goods of cannabis. Or if you want to just do cultivating and then sell wholesale to, you know, a dispensary or to a cannabis vendor, you're able to do that. And there's going to be roles for labs, for people to just do the testing of cannabis. There's going to be roles for people who just own the retail space and then other people provide said cannabis. And there's going to be licenses for operating cannabis consumption premises. So we are going to have, so there are lounges in the law. It has been baked into this initiative, which is good. So there is going to be opportunities for craft cannabis to have a chance. So it's not going to just be big conglomerates, but you know, but as you can see, this is 65 pages, so there's going to be all sorts of compliance. They have to probably keep it in childproof containers. Let's look to see if that's their child. See, told you, boom, child resistant. So you're going to have to put it in all these plastic containers, and you know, you're going to have to pat your head and rub your tummy X amount of times, or you know, it's not going to be in compliance and it has to be thrown away. So again, you're going to have all this red tape. And you know, although you have carve-outs for horizontal integration and for many people to be part of different parts of the process, you're still going to have lots of red tape you have to comply by. So you have to put things in childproof containers. You have to have proper labeling that says this isn't for children. And you have to have all these lawyers to make sure you're in compliance, or you'll get the boot by the New Zealand government, much like it is in these legal states. You have to follow, you have to package and regulate this like plutonium, and you have to have seed to sale. So every little entity of the cannabis plant gets tracked obsessively in these legal states, and it looks like it'll be the case in New Zealand. Seed to all right. So there are lounges. You can go two per person. You cannot use in public, yet there are going to be lounges, as lounges are in the bill, and they are there. So that is going to be there. But two plants per person, there are going to be lounges. You have to be over 20 to use. You can grow, I mean, there's going to be edibles. There's going to be, let's make sure. But yeah, there's going to be everything you're used to in a legal program. But add baked. Okay, I'm not really seeing a whole lot about edibles, so I don't know if that's going to be, I don't know if they're going to have a staggered rollout like Canada did, where they just legalized the whole flower, I believe, and then edibles they're tackling this year. So, but that sort of wraps up the nuts and bolts of their draft regulation. If you live in New Zealand, be sure to write to your politicians and make it known that you want some reform. You know, you want the home grow limit to be ratcheted up. You want the regulations to get in the industry to be even, to be simplified and to be reduced even further. And yeah, so anything that you feel should be in this that isn't in this, now is the time to sort of speak up. And I hope you guys got a lot out of this. So hopefully this won't be the last time we talk about this. Hopefully as more develops, we'll keep you posted. But that's just a surface level read of what the New Zealand's legalization bill will likely look like. So as always, stay medicated, my friends, and peace out. If you find yourself coming around often to my podcast and want to support our humble little project, there are a few ways that you can do so. Supporting us helps us keep the lights on, pay rent, pay for housing and equipment, and travel. You can do this by going to www.anchor.fm/IamCannabisSativa podcast/support. You can also support me now on Patreon at www.patreon.com/ICSativa podcast. You can also support the podcast for as little as $1 a month. If you are feeling extra generous, we have $5 and above tiers. Additionally, if you wish to get in contact with us, you can leave me a voice message on Anchor. You can do this by going to www.anchor.fm/IamCannabisSativaPodcast and click the send voice message button, and I may just play it on a future episode. You can also call and leave a voice message at the phone number 617-466-9389. That is 617-466-9389, and I may just play it on a future episode. If you are in need of some good CBD products, you can also check out Sequoia Organics for a great source of CBD and hemp products. You can check them out by checking out this link, www.bit.ly/33FKRV9. And you can try the following coupon codes: DOGTREAT20, TINCTURE20, 40% off ISO, and 15% percent sign off CBD. And you can use those codes to get a discount on various CBD products on their website. And if you are looking to get inexpensive CBD flower delivered to your door quickly and cheaply in New England, check out bostonhempire.com, where you can get frequent sales on CBD flower and other products such as tinctures and edibles as well too. Boston Hempire will get you cheap CBD flower delivered to your door in New England and the rest of the United States for a very, very good price. And I highly recommend their products too. Feel free to enter the URL https://shop.bostonhempire.com/?REF=D Scotland. Peace out and ciao.